trying so hard. Yes, I got to wonder if it's because of too much drinking.
In those days, yes.
Or because of too much smoking. I don't know. I want to know. Oh yeah. Yes. Dreading a hurt. Yeah.
Most of this madness
come from the wickedness of our own people. Because they don't want to see their brothers and sisters reach the road of success. Now I got to wonder if I don't change the situation, for it's bad, man, it's dreadful. Yes, it's dreading a hurt.
Something we just dropped the bone in the Kalalu.
Everywhere you go,
beware. You listen to Caribbean Kalalu here with DJ 610, Master J in the house, and he gonna come on with some of the greatest music around Montreal. Stay tuned.
CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal.
Let's go! I don't want to be late. It's already noon!
Oh boy, I tell you something, today is not my day. All day, all week things are happening to me. Crazy, crazy, crazy. What? Where's the news? Here we go.
For CJLO News, I'm Allison O'Reilly. Concordia University's Board of Governors voted to increase tuition this week. Here's Luca Caruso-Moro with more.
Late afternoon, Tuesday. It's warm and breezy, one of the first real days of summer. Most students have gone home for the holidays, but what you're hearing now are the ones that stuck around. Outside Concordia's GM building, they're here to send a message to Concordia. The Board of Governors are about to vote on whether or not to raise tuition. That's a choice that's new for Quebec universities, and international students might be hit the hardest. That's because earlier this year, Quebec promised to stop providing grants for most international students. And according to Concordia, that means $6.6 million less annually. To make up for that, the province has deregulated the amount of money universities are allowed to charge international students. CSU Finance Coordinator John Hutton.
The administration is able to increase fees on international students, and they're doing exactly what we expected they would do, which is a money grab.
Now, not all international students are treated equally. Students from France and Belgium, who make up about 3% of the student body, pay the same rates as domestic students. That's because those countries hold special status within Quebec. They're considered parts of the global Francophonie, or a group of countries culturally tied together by the French language. Some have criticized that distinction, as it doesn't include certain French-speaking countries such as Tunisia or Haiti. Here's international graduate student Tamir Baran Roy.
We are treated really bad way, really different and separatist mindset that we are separate from these students. Why? Why? We are sitting in the class, we are doing the class together, doing research together. Why we will be separated, fees will be increased, because there is no voice.
The protest has moved inside, filling stairs and cramped hallways which quickly become hot and humid as the shouts of protesters echo through the building. It's 6 o'clock. The meeting is done, and the verdict is out. The hikes were approved, a nearly unanimous vote. Protesters make their way down to meet board members at the elevators, and as the board members begin to emerge, they're met with boos and more chants. When asked, they don't provide comment, except one.
My name is Sophie Huff-Martin, H-O-U-G-H-M-A-R-T-I-N. I'm the outgoing general coordinator of the CSU.
And so, what happened today?
Well, today, as I'm the only voting undergraduate member of the Board of Governors, so there was a vote on deregulation and a tuition fee framework for international students starting in the fall of 2019. I was the only person to vote against it. When international students come to Canada looking to better themselves, looking to get a better education, and they're met with being the cash cows for senior administrators and governments rather than having publicly funded education, it's really profoundly frustrating and deeply personal to me. At Concordia, this means, you know, predominantly people of color, people from diverse origins, and to say that they are less deserving of the same access to education than we are is really disappointing. I think we can all do better as a society, and we should and must do better, and what the people with decision-making power are saying is that they're unwilling to.
So here are the new rules. To be clear, current international students won't be affected. New international undergraduate students will be charged through a new ramping tuition model. That means that each year, their tuition will go up by a range of 4.25 to 8.25%, depending on their program. So, an undergraduate student entering a business major this September will pay $24,600 for a year with a full course load, that's 30 credits. By the end of their degree, that same schedule will cost them $33,300, an increase of nearly $9,000. It's hard to say how increased tuition rates will affect future students, but you may have some thoughts about what it might look like, and you can reach the board's office at extension 4814. For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. La pedra que ens entrebanca la tenim entre les mans, la llancem amb la mirada.
Special day. This day of the year, we know it's your birthday. From your many friends, we must wish you well. A big, big party, we gonna celebrate. Everybody angry while we're singing.
Celebrate!
Oh yes, we celebrating. We supposed to be celebrating spring and summer. I don't know what you call this kind of. We have to get a new name for this time of the year, because you know that you never know what you're getting up to. If the sun is out, it's cold. If the sun is in, it's warm. And I don't know. Welcome, welcome once more. If you have a request, you could send your request out to 514-848-7471. So we had a request earlier on. Anything you're celebrating, this is the time to celebrate. So what is this?
Okay, we'd like to send happy anniversary once again to Pastor Adlam. Greetings coming from Sister Victoria, wishing you God's blessings for your anniversary, to you and your wife who are presently celebrating as we speak at this time. They're having a good time. So happy anniversary to Pastor Adlam and your wife today.
All right, have a drink for us. Pastor, they drink wine, isn't it?
Yes, they do.
Okay, all right. I need something stronger. When I come over, Pastor, get something stronger for me. Go ahead, Diamond.
Give me some manischewitz.
Manischewitz, yeah.
Yes. So that's all the greetings we have for today. If
yes.
there's anything else, feel free to call us.
514-848-7471. I have a caller on the line. How are you doing this afternoon? Hello. Hello.
Okay, we have a happy birthday to Michelle coming from Master J. So once again, happy birthday to Michelle from Master J.
Okay, we had a call on the line. He hung up. Could you call me back, please? All right, Mr. Nato. I guess he fell asleep. He's been snoring before. Yeah, man. Okay, I have some... Okay, this is the. All right, so we have to form a ring around this fellow here because he's been in the community and he works over there at the Caribbean Paradise. He's having a problem with his health, and they're going to be doing a fundraiser for him. For his kidneys. He needs kidneys. He needs everything right now, and his name. I think they have the wrong name here, you know. We call him Fatty. We call him Fatty. If everybody knows Fatty over there, the guy who likes to talk a lot and very loud. These days he doesn't talk and his sight is gone and all that. And we decide we're going to do something for him. And it's going to be on Sunday, June the 9th at 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. So we want to come out and support him. There isn't a charge as per se to come in. But we'd like to have a donation. All right.
What's the location?
Okay, it's over there at... this has been done by the Caribbean Paradise and Friends. And it's at 8080 Newman in LaSalle. So come over and join us. We're going to have Zena Edwards there. Martin Albino. Dexter Johnson. Ray Johnson. And the Calypsonians would be Doggy. Skippy. Love Man Ken, and a lot more. I think I'll be singing my tone song. What is it called again? Madness. I go singing my Madness song. Anyway, all right. We have DJs. You can have a party for him. And this is a great guy. We should come out and support him. And we have the big annual fundraiser.
Oh yes, coming up on June 21st, 2019. This is the fourth annual Miss Fabulous, which will take place 7 p.m. sharp. Location 3970 Côte St. Catherine, that's St. Paul's Anglican Church. Admission is only $15. Try to be on time. We will start on time and it will be more at the doors. So if you get the early bird special, $15 right now.
Okay.
So try not to miss it. West Can Performance will be in the house.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to Caribbean Callaloo.
Dixon.
Yes, sir.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a donation at the door.
Yes, I said that. So tell the people why you're calling. This guy, his name is Fatty. And we are doing, what is wrong with Fatty? Tell us.
Well, he's suffering with his kidney.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's looking for a donor.
Yes, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're doing on Sunday the 9th
mm-hmm.
is just we're doing a show for him.
Right.
Really, and we have some artists like, see, I hear you read it out and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Edwards, Ray Johnson, Martin Albino,
mm-hmm.
Doggies, and we're inviting people to come. and artists also who would like to do something.
Yep.
And it's from 5:30 to 9:30.
Mm-hmm. All right. What are you going to be singing?
And we call in Sam.
Sam, oh yeah, that's the way they name Sam. Some people know him as Fatty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He always served us with good meals, so we just want to do that for him and bring him out.
Nice guy, very nice guy, very nice person. And his family is standing around him in the picture here in the contact.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, go come out that evening and support. Keep your date in mind, 9th of June.
Yes, okay, it's a lot of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just accept
a donation.
A donation, yes.
Yeah. All right. Everybody walk with $50. I was joking. All right. Neville, you also have something coming up, Carnival Night.
Yes.
Anything before that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I do. Well, the last day I did it, mm-hmm. We called it the Affordable Party.
Okay.
Because, you know, not everybody had the $50 and the $60 and the $75.
Yeah.
So we put a nice show together and with DJs, and we have coming from Ottawa, Sunshine, we have Amber, we have your DJ right there at the station, Master J, you know, and DJ Earl. And then we put some Calypsonia together.
Mm-hmm.
And that will go up to around 10:30, and from 10:30 till morning we'll be dancing.
All right, and I must remind you, next time you want Master Dish to pay for you, you have to negotiate it with me, okay?
Okay, thank you. In writing, or?
In writing, please, yeah.
All right.
Because Master J is the hottest thing in town.
Yes, yes.
You know?
See that.
And you're going to be... All right. So, my friend, all the best. And thank you for calling us.
Okay, man.
All right, Maria.
It's easy.
That. Okay. So, that was Mr. Neville Brown telling us all about... You have any more thing in town going on, my dear?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I noticed there's also on Sunday, next Sunday, June 9th, mm-hmm. the Caribbean Pioneer Women of Canada will be having their 30th annual tea party. Admission is only $25. For information, you can reach 514-744-2516. And the location for this tea party will be at 1375 Gwinnett Street. That's the corner of Gwinnett and Timmins in Ville-Saint-Laurent. You can take the 64 bus from Côte Vertu Metro and get off at Tass and Cardinal. So for info for that tea party, 514-744-5216. There's also something else. Caribbean Voices invites you to the annual Pre-Father's Day fundraising. It's a breakfast on Saturday, June 15th. This will commence at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the St. Philip's Anglican Church. Location, 7505 Sherbrooke Street West. That's the corner of Connaught. If you need tickets, you can contact a few numbers. I'll give you a few of them. 514-484-6111 or 514-334-2831. Tickets are only adults $20, children ages 6 to 11, $5, and from 12 to 16 years old, $10. So if you need information, feel free to resort to the community contact, or you can call CJLO, and we'll be happy to pass that on to you.
All right, so we're going to do that. We're going to get into a quick commercial break, and we're going to be back. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo here in CJLO. So, hey, we're going to put the crab in the callaloo when we come back, okay? Because the crab itself is in the house. So when you see you break two legs and a gondi and put it in there, callaloo nice.
The St. Amboise Montreal Fringe Festival is back from May 27th to June 16th in the iconic Plateau Mont-Royal. Discover more than 500 local, national, and international artists as they explore unknown artistic territories in theater, music, dance, and visual arts. We have different types of passes to fringe more and pay less. All the details can be found online at www.montrealfringe.ca.
Stay tuned to CJLO 1690, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon, for Montreal's most diversified gospel show, Gospel Unlimited. Join Ray, Tanisha, and Curtis as they take you on a musical journey and share stimulating conversations along the way. Don't miss it. Saturday mornings, 10 to noon. Gospel Unlimited.
The Caribbean Voices, Montreal. On the road choir, entertainers, they do everything. Beautiful, beautiful group.
We are one people.
Yeah, man, the Caribbean Voices, and you know something? They have a big anniversary coming up. Tell us about it.
This is their pre-Father's Day.
Oh, pre-Father's Day, okay.
Yes, this is a fundraising breakfast and entertainment. Mm-hmm. So, folks, you have heard a preempt of what they have to offer. This will happen on Saturday, June 15, 2019, from 10 a.m. in the morning until 1 p.m. So come on out and be entertained by the Caribbean Voices. Once again, price is only $20. Children, quite affordable. 6 to 11 years old, $5. 12 to 16 years old, $10. And I will give you info numbers. 514-484-6111. 514-368-7008. And also 514-334-2831. So come on out and listen to the Caribbean Voices. Be entertained.
All right. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Caribbean Calum.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my dear. How you doing?
Fabulous.
Okay. We just was going to call you, but you call it.
Good timing.
Mm-hmm. Good timing.
Good evening. How is everyone?
Everyone is good. Everyone is good.
Yeah, we're trying to get a little summer going.
Yes, I see you have a big show coming up, as usual, for the kids. And tell us what you're doing.
Tell
us who it is calling in first.
Tomorrow we have the Miss, the Little Miss Tiara pageant. We have age from 4 to 15.
Oh, from 4 to
15? From ages 4 to 15, we have 3 age groups.
Yeah.
And we tried to have a male group this year because a lot of the kids were saying, oh, what about the boys?
Yeah, man, the boys should look good too.
Mm-hmm. So we have a little section for the boys.
All right.
They seem to be a little shy, so we'll see if we'll get more of them to participate next year. But so far, they've been working hard, all the kids, and there's been a big improvement from they started to now because, you know, a lot of them are shy. But they have overcome that and are doing so well. I'm so proud of them. And just getting up on stage is hard enough, so it takes a lot of courage, a lot of guts, and for 4-year-olds, that's a good start.
All right.
About that.
So where is going to be the venue for this event?
So it's going to be at 6767 Côte d'Anel.
Okay.
Start at 6, so open at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
$20 for the ticket, and it's $20 at the door. We all have door prizes, but if you don't have a ticket, you won't be eligible.
All right.
So whatever ticket we have left at the door, once it's finished, that's it.
All right. Good, good,
and,
good.
And the kids are $10. If they're under 10, we use our discretion and they pay $5.
Mm-hmm.
Because some family has more than one kid that are coming. So, I mean, it's only fair.
Yeah, yeah.
That's tight with everybody.
Right.
So we want everybody to come out. And
what's the name of the event? Stars. What's the name of the event?
Little Miss Kiara.
Little Miss Kiara.
Kiara, yes.
All right.
And they're age 4 to 15. And they have a big show with great talent. And they've been working hard.
So how many contestants you have on the show?
We have 12 contestants.
Nice, nice.
You know, so it's going to be a beautiful evening. And they're being judged in introduction, talent, and evening walk. Not evening dress. So nobody come hollering, her dress was prettier. Or crowd response.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with that. Okay. Remember, they're being judged on criteria, which they know. Mm-hmm. So we just want you to come out, show your love and support.
We don't
want no fighting. We want everybody to feel love. Cheer every child. Every child is your child. That's how I look at it.
Yep.
So everybody encouragement. Not just when your grandchild come out or when your daughter. We want everybody to participate and show love for everybody. Because they're working really hard. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to be on stage.
Good.
So like come out at 6 o'clock tomorrow at 67 Côte de Neige.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $20 for a ticket, and it's $20 at the door. Kids are 10, under 5 is free, and adults are $20.
All right, like
refreshments on sale.
All right.
Don't worry about cooking if you didn't have time. We have
all right. We have food.
For you. We got food. You know where Don is foodie.
Well, you know that, Don. All right, so tomorrow, we'll catch you up over there tomorrow. And I say,
like
Skinny Fabulous say, all of we are family. We behave like family when we come there.
Family affair, yes. Mommy, grandma, Tanti, Nenen, godmother, sister, brother, everybody. It's a family thing.
All right, my dear, thanks.
Okay.
All right,
thank you so much, guys, and have a pleasant evening.
Good luck to the best tomorrow. Good luck. Go ahead.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Okay, good luck to the little tiaras tomorrow.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
This song is from the Caribbean Voices, from their album, We Are Caribbean Voices. I think it's our next about time we want to put out another album, you know. This has been out a long time. This one was done right here at Concordia University. Right over there is the song studio, and it's done right here at Concordia. So the music was done all here. Recording for this. It sound good, eh? All right. We are going to put on Mr. Master J is waiting patiently in the back there. And Master, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Well, that's all right. Boy, we had a lot doing here, and I did a lot of crazy things. And we have somebody else in the studio, which we're going to talk after. We're going to play about 2 songs, and then we're going to interview the lady. All right. So go on, man.
I love this island. Maybe today, it's flame. You don't know the place where you come from. You don't know where you're facing my homeland. I'm trying to raise up, but they just hold me down. I wanted to make a bus, they don't want to release my song. I telling them I'm the soca king, but they don't want to give me my crown. And I know that everyone know where I'm coming from. Because they want me to back home, I'm not going away. They want to sell my soul, say no not today. We see people jumping up and down, come around the door. I want to hear you say, this is my own land. You cannot run me. These are my people, and we see it's my country. Don't think you can come. I love this
land. Yeah, man, I must send a shout out to Mary. How you doing, Mary? You I haven't heard you for a while, man. Mary, how you doing? Nice, man. How are you? We're doing okay. We're doing fine. Yeah, man, you could send us a text. Mary just did send me a text. So text us if you want to. 514-848-7471. And I know that everyone knows.
where you're coming from. Because they want me to back home, I'm going away. And they want to start my soul, say they want that today.
Yeah, man, this is Flem. Call me around the toe. Flem, 2019. My homeland.
You cannot run me.
Yeah, man.
These are my people.
Where's that homeland? Trinidad and Tobago? Nowhere.
Can't come here. Yeah. Can't
St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Yeah, man. St. Vincent. Flem. This is my homeland too, you know.
You think what I'm going to do is easy. What I'm going to do is nice. You don't know from the community. I'm glad to fight the fight.
Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Vinci, Vinci, Basse, are you ready? This guy named Problem Child, and he asks you, do I look like a hunt? Where's that? I feel like I'm calling him something else, you know. It sounds like something else.
I must look like Isaac Hunt. Isaac Hunt like cannibal.
I look like Isaac Hunt.
So tell me what, something. What you hear there?
I hear hunt. I don't know.
You hear hunt?
Oh yeah.
I think I deaf. I hear something else.
Hunting all the way.
You're hunting all the way? Oh God. Boy. I wouldn't want to say what I hear.
Oh, no, please don't. Please don't.
St. Vincent, Problem Child. He's a real Problem Child, isn't he?
I telling you blunt. You is the cause of them such a. That's why everybody say you're such a. Come the man. I look like Isaac Hunt. I look like Isaac Hunt. I look like Isaac Hunt. Do you want look like Isaac? I look like Isaac Hunt. I look like Isaac Hunt. I look like Isaac Hunt. Do you want look like Isaac Hunt? Isaac Hunt is a stripping man.
I look like Isaac Hunt.
They just do Isaac anything they want.
I look like Isaac Hunt.
He don't want to jump up.
Vinci style, Vinci style right now. This is the poser out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
It's party time when she say pose.
Party time. Tell me something. When is the Vinci picnic? When is the Vinci picnic? Tell us all about it.
July 20th.
July 20th. Vinci picnic over there in Thousand Islands, Brong Bay.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Definitely so.
So get your tickets out because the tickets are out already up by Herbie. You could go by Herbie and get your tickets right away.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want to pay plenty. I think, what the price of the ticket this year?
Actually, it's $42 this year, premier parking.
Oh, yeah?
That's the first level.
Good.
For the off-site parking, which is at the top, it's $27.50 advance only until July 1st.
Okay.
So after July 1st, that will go up to $37.50. So you have to act fast if you want to get ample parking
And
for a reasonable price.
Good. Vincey! But I go be there.
But
I
don't forget, the buses, there will also be buses leaving from Montreal.
Yep.
And leaving from Van Horn.
Mm-hmm.
And you, for info on those buses, you can call 514-364-3299 or 514-953-1314. Anyone from the Vincentian Association of Montreal.
Yeah, man. And that is the biggest Caribbean picnic for any island in the whole of North America.
Yes, it's the biggest so far.
Biggest. Vincey Carnival is going to be July 7th. July 7th, Vincey Carnival, Vincey Mass in St. Vincey.
What's trouble here now? She run like a sapadilla. She must if I'm bum bum failure. If you see this,
one call. Boom boom.
I can't believe my eyes and what I'm seeing.
Sled.
The heavy duty bum bum, this girl toting. It bouncing. It rolling, it shaking, and trembling, gyrating, and tempting. Everybody watching, they watching. That bum bum, that bum bum, that bum bum, that bum bum. If you see the size of she bum bum, if you see the size of she bum bum,
I could imagine.
She have one big bum.
Show me your bum bum. Show me your bum bum. Show me your bum bum. I want to touch it.
I feel it to hold it. I feel it to squeeze it. I feel it to wine on it. I feel it to spank it. I feel it to oil it. I feel it to grease it.
Vincey Music 2019.
I'm sweating from head to feet. I lick my tongue and I grind my teeth. When I see the size of the meat, she make me hungry. No, I want to eat. It bouncing, it rolling, it shaking. Oh gosh, and trembling, gyrating and tempting. Everybody watching, they watching. That bum bum, that bum bum, that bum bum, that bum bum. If you see the size of she bum bum, if you see the shape of she bum bum. She have one big bum bum, one heavy duty bum bum. What's trouble here now? I feel it to hold it, I feel it to squeeze it, I feel it to wine on it, I feel it to spank it.
Ah yes.
I feel it to hold it.
Bum bum time.
To squeeze it.
Uh huh.
To wine on it, I feel it to spank it.
Ah yes, Vince.
Oil it. I feel it to grease it. I feel it to rub it. I feel it to grab it.
Ah, grabbing it. Boom boom time.
Spread like wildfire. People coming from all over.
Oh yes, we're gonna have to take a break from the boom boom time because we have a lady here, and her name is Joan James. Joanne James. What did you hear? You're hearing wrong things today, you know. How are you doing? Good evening, Joanne.
Good afternoon.
How are you? Good afternoon, I should say, because you see, I'm way ahead of the game. I think it's after six. After six.
Okay.
So I'm saying good evening.
Okay.
Oh, it's before that I am going to say good afternoon again.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank
Looking
you.
Looking really great. And boy, how are you? I see you here today to tell us all about what you do. And your real estate, tell us what you do.
Perfect. My name is Joanne James, as you said. I'm a real estate broker for the company Royal LePage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a real estate broker with 12 years of experience under my belt, so I have quite a array of experience and references I can give to people or guidances. My license compasses commercial, residential, revenue properties, and any type of properties that people might want to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
I have the ability and the knowledge to be able to guide them through purchasing any property with guidance, and would lead them through. So presently I have two listings One in West Island, which is on Andrew Street in DDO, and another one in Shattagy on 15 Robinson Shattagy. So if any person's out there looking for a property to buy, I know Shattagy is very affordable now. On Island, it's a little bit more expensive, but if you're looking for a property that's quite affordable and you're willing to go over the Mercier Bridge to Shattagy, it's a suggestion that I would suggest to most of our people. Now, my business expands. Now, right now, like I said, I'm representing Royal LePage du Quartier, and we are fortified every week with courses and updates on the real estate market. And I would just share with my people in the community that when you're looking for a real estate broker, you're looking for one that has experience and have a vast knowledge who can guide you through the process, because purchasing a property is indeed a process.
Yes, you have to go through a lot of different things and stuff like that. Yes. And you have the experience to guide them what to do and how to do it.
Exactly.
All right, so you say you have some you have quite a few reasonable ones in Shattagy?
Yes. All in right. Shattagy, yes. Mm-hmm. And also in West Island. Now on the West Island, it's hotcakes, because once the properties are listed at the right market price, it goes very quickly. Now the one that I have here that's listed in 5 days, I've had 5 offers on it, and I do still have buyers calling me pertaining to that property, which means we do have buyers out there. And I just want to, you know, let everyone know, if you're in the process or you're thinking of selling your property, give me a call. I can also give you guidance. There's no strings attached. If you need information on property, how to sell, how to buy, what you need to know, you can call me at 514-947-8240, or you can easily look me up on the internet, Joanne James, Real Estate Broker of Montreal, Royal LePage, and you would find my coordinates there.
All right. They call the broker and then ask them for your number if you're not in office.
Yes, exactly. So when they do call my office, you know, it's my phone number that's on my business, but my office number is 514-419-9888, which is Royal LePage du Quartier. We're off of Hickmore, off of the 520, in the direction of the airport direction, 520 West. And I can be reached there if you call there and you're looking for Joanne James.
In other words, Côte d'Elias.
Yes, Côte d'Elias, exactly. We're on Côte d'Elias, 6971 Côte d'Elias. Yep. You're very right. Yes.
Good. All right, Joanne, you know, I wish you all the luck. And if there's anything else you want to beef us up on that you have there, because I'm looking for a big place to buy, right?
Okay.
But I'm supposed to win the money tonight.
Okay.
I go buy it cash. When I win the money tonight, I call in you in the morning.
Good, and you're purchasing in
all
cash.
Right,
okay.
Yeah,
well, you know what? I'm very aggressive. I'm a very aggressive real estate broker, so I'm going to call you and check up on you tomorrow if you did win last night. So I will be the first on
line. You're the first one I call in anyway, because I had to move from where I am.
Okay.
Because the kind of money I have, I don't want to get robbed.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Another thing I want to share is that I'm hearing lots of misinformation pertaining to the RSPs that the government is allowing to first-time buyers for the purchasing of their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, previously, the government would have allowed $25,000 out of your RSPs to purchase a home. And as you know, the banks have changed their rules about 5 times over the last year. So the government is now allowing first-time buyers to be able to use up to $35,000 out of their RSPs.
Okay.
And I was hearing, you know, all kind of news about people saying, you know, the government is giving a grant. The government is not giving a grant. They're giving allowing you to use an extra $10,000 out of your RSP that you save to be able to purchase your home if you're a first-time buyer.
And if you're a retiree and you collect, what do you call that thing that you collect when you retire? Pension. Do they cut your pension when you take out all that kind of money out of your RSP?
Well, obviously, if you take it out of your RSP, it will be added to your income. The year, and you will be taxed on that.
Oh, so that is why I have to pay $20,000 this year? Oh, no.
So did you pull your RSP out?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
But I hope I'm going to make it back tonight.
Okay, good, good. Perfect.
I did it for a reason, and I go tell you the reason after. I ain't going to tell you on here.
Okay.
Because we got things in the making to make your money. All right?
Okay, so okay. Thank you for having me this afternoon. And like I
Joanne,
said,
you're welcome anytime, all the time.
Yes.
If you can't come, call.
I will.
Well, before you come.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
All right. That's Joanne James telling you all about the real estate in Montreal. And she's one of us. And, you know, you guys have to support your own. Support your own people, because they're there for us and they will help us. Because if you look around in Montreal, they have all the other communities are growing big, and we are not moving. And we need this, and we need people like her in our community to give us some advice. And she's going to be a real good advisor for you. So you listen to Caribbean Callaloo. We take a quick break, and we're coming back with more in the Callaloo.
Sewer Spewer and Swanee Parapopolo presents A Night of Industrial Electronic and Hardcore Punk, featuring live performances by Hyde from Chicago and SHIT from Toronto, with local support from Dead Dog, Dread Queen, and Pulsum, Saturday, June 8th at La Sala Rosa. For tickets and information, go to SwaneePerapopolo.org. This is a CJLO and Swanee Parapopolo co-presentation.
Summertime. Come on.
It's time to lime in again, Montreal. The best of Grenada, Caracou, and Petit Martinique. The Spice Island Cultural Day Extravaganza. Saturday, July 13th, Vinette Park, Little Burgundy. Featuring direct from Grenada, Calypsonian King Short Creed.
Yes, man. Me, I'm a King Summer.
And The Scholar.
I walk in naked.
Along with spicy food, music, exotic crafts, and more. Bring the entire family to have a taste of the Spice Island. Log on to SpiceIslandCulturalDay.com. There.
For your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews, and news, tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More fire! More fire!
Oh, yes, you heard the big party for the Grenada Cultural Association there, where they're going to be having over there in Vinette Park. Don't forget, the Prime Minister of Grenada is going to be there. And CJLO Caribbean Callaloo is going to be there live that day. So we are, you know, we're going to be Grenada that day, right? Okay. And talk about Grenada. I want to tell you a little bit about the Guyana also Cultural Association. It's proud to present their third official Oldies celebration. And it's sponsored by Sydney Reliable Shipping on Saturday, July 6th. And that's 2019. A lot of things are happening July 6th, boy.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. And it's going to be at St. John's Buffet Parish Hall, 855 Bishop Power over there in Ville La Salle. Music by DJ Thomas, and it's from 9 till 3. And admission is $15 in advance and $20 at the door. So, what happened in Montreal for Carnival?
Well, on that date, same day, July 6th, the Carrie Fiesta is happening. And it will be from the same old starting point, René Lévesque and Fort, and ending up at Blurry. But more details will be hopefully in the next volume of the Community Contact.
All right.
And also, back this year will be the Trini Day, July 7th. That's the day after Carnival itself.
Oh, wow.
And it will be at the Parc Jean Drapeau once again from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. So keep in mind, Trini Day is back, July 7th, Parc Jean Drapeau, St. Helens Island. Come out in your numbers to listen to entertainment. Chutney dancers, soca stars, calypsonians, the work. Just see and be there.
You know something? That's going to be the biggest week in the world. because you know we have St. Vincent Carnival, we have Carnival in Montreal, we have Carnival, I think St. Lucia, one of those places, and there's somewhere in the States again having the Carnival, and it's my birthday.
Everything is happening that weekend.
And and I going to have a carnival from on Sherbrooke Street coming west.
On the same day?
Yes.
That's a lot of bacchanal.
bacchanal in tongue. So we're gonna let loose. Anything else we need to know?
That's it for today. I'm just going to urge everyone to get a community contact because there's so much to say and not enough time. So
yes.
Get your contact and read on.
Good. So, Master J, let me go out of the place with you, man. Go ahead.
Sunset right down the clock till it rises again. It's like me only ATM. Class with me thugs and lady friends. We jumping from the morning, jumping up till the very end. We are drink all day, dance all night. Like the drinks them free. All my friends are right. We on a drinking spree. All eyes on me. We don't have the jumping, got the entrance fee.
Carol, you're welcome, and we're gonna do this anytime, every time, all the time for you and you here. Mary, man, you must give me a call sometimes. You're going to the Guyanese party? Guyanese party, the 6th of July. Let me know.
All right. I want to do is hold a girl and wine, watch it from 9 to 9 and kiss you deep. All I want to do is hold a girl and wine, watch it from 9 to 9 and kiss you deep.
She walk down.
Push back, baby. Girl, wind up, baby. Push back, baby. Girl, wind up, baby. Push back, baby. Girl, wind up.
Push back for me, the dynamite, Vinci Music. 2019.
All I want to do is hold a girl and wine, watch it from 9 to 9 and kiss it. All I want to do is hold a girl and wine, watch it from 9 to
Push back for me. Push back for me.
Push back for me. Girl, wind up for me. Push back for me. Girl, wind up.
Jake, Fourth Dimension.
Yeah, man.
Last year, I turned it up.
So Mary, we're going to celebrate your birthday. Merry birthday is one day before, 2 days before mine. Merry birthday, you're going to be celebrating right over there with the Guyanese Association.
I just wanna wind up, na na na.
The 6th of July.
I'm not taking it on, but I don't want no more stress. I just wanna jump up, na na na. I just wanna wind up, na na na. Lord, I feel so blessed. Fantastic, I'm losing me stress. Fantastic, watch the girl I get. Fantastic, oh Lord, just the way how she wind, she make me feel so nice. Fantastic, I'm losing me stress. Fantastic, watch the girl I get. Fantastic, just the way how she wind, she make me feel so nice. Every time she wind on me, make me feel like going crazy, girl. I want to get in your country. Wind up and pull on your pan. Every time she wind on me, make me feel like going crazy, girl. I want to get in your country. Wind up and pull on your pan. Jamming it up, just keep on. 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 Jamming it up, just keep on.
Fantastic.
Just keep on.
Girl, he said, girl, come wine on me. I want to get out in your country.
Tipsy.
Ah, yeah, man, we're going out in the country. Come wine on me.
Sun arise, sunset pouring, hands in the air. I feel like I'm soaring. Give a girl a wench, she can't think semi boring. No, she more think semi boring. My more girl panta that me scoring. Lord, I feel so blessed. Fantastic, I'm losing me stress. Fantastic, watch the girl I get. Fantastic, oh Lord, just the way how she wine, she make me feel so nice. Fantastic, I'm losing me stress. Fantastic, watch the girl I get. Fantastic, just the way how she wind, she make me feel so nice.
Say it,
hey.
Watch how the girl is fresh and clean. Girl bump up big like them heavy juicy machine.
Ooh.
Every girl start to wind and Lego thing on the road.
Hey, girl.
Lego thing on the truck.
Yes, girl.
Lego thing on somebody, man, just give him the dirty walk.
Hey, girl.
Lego thing on the road. Lego thing in the bed.
Hey,
fellas pull out the water hose, everything getting wet.
Hey, girl.
Lego thing, Lego thing, Lego thing, Lego thing, Lego thing.
Yeah, something I have to tell everybody before I leave. This station was voted number 3 top radio stations in Montreal. Right here, CJLO came in 3rd. CKUT came in 1st. Sham came in 2nd. But we are AM station and we came in 3rd. Right here. So pick up one of these papers. I'm going to tell you all about. And we had the best radio show in Montreal radio. On any radio station in Montreal. And you know what the radio show called? Right here at CJLO. Pancake Party. Yeah, man. So nice. So you all have a pancake party. You have to tune into CJLO. We have the best radio station. And also this program was awarded the most, where's it called again, popular? Eh? Oh, the most, this one, we get this one for the most guests on radio here at CJLO. The station has, yeah man, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah man, this station has the most guests that call in or come in. For this radio station, and we got them for the voters.
Call. Show.
Yeah, yeah, the most popular show, right here.
Nice.
Eh?
So CJLO is doing things.
I'll talk to you. Yeah, man. So we have it going right here every Saturday, Kalalu, best. Best program on CJLO. Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh.
Good job. Good job. Good job,
and
CJLO.
And this program got the most award since this station started. We have the most award. Yeah, man. So tune into the Kalalu. Kalalu Day.
Let me tell you about Lana, who come from Kala, and she best
friend Tasha, who like to bend over. She up inside of the fit, and she think none wet. So she man start fret, talking under the breath. I don't see some man gonna start collision. When top man them start wind up on them woman inside of the